Welcome to the Listening Post. I'm your host, Thomas Walsh.
This is my outdoor office out here. The rear automatic doors.
Nadra Enzi is busy making his rounds at the Healing Center, greeting patrons and business owners alike.
How's it going today?
How are you?
All right. And again,
Enzi's better known as Captain Black down here in the Marigny, and he's impossible to ignore. He's over 6 feet tall, broad-shouldered, and wears a white T-shirt that identifies him as Captain Black.
And if we head upstairs, I'll show you.
He's not a superhero, but he is trying to do some superhero things, like fill in the public safety gaps in a city that struggles with violence and insecurity.
You know, we're facing personnel, funding, and paradigm issues with traditional security and law enforcement that demands that the public really, once again, put itself back into public safety.
Captain Black was hired to address cases of theft, harassment, and assault at the Healing Center. When executed properly, DIY approaches to public safety like Captain Black's can make a difference. But with the city dedicating $40 million to public safety, should we still be relying on Captain Black? So, as we do, we set out into the city to try and get you some answers. Karen Schutz responded to our survey and invited us into her Broadmoor home. She's lived in several neighborhoods and, unfortunately, has encountered crime in all of them.
When I was in Mid-City, there was a drive-by shooting. My nephew happened to be over, and when he left, I go into the front, and I'm like, oh, let me just see what's going on. Maybe that was hell or whatever. I grab my raincoat. Something fell onto the ground, and I'm like, what is that? And it was bullet casings.
When Schutz moved here in the 80s, she thought crime was relatively isolated to certain neighborhoods. But now?
It's just there, and so you're conscious of it, even, you know, when you're not. For those of us that have just lived through it, through the decades, it's something we've accepted, and that's kind of sad.
Crime and public safety are perennial issues here in New Orleans. It's something we're all going to have to come to terms with, whether we decide to move out, get actively involved, or just resign to accept it. We're here to kind of discuss what the community is feeling about that and what actions they're deciding to take. And we've got Claudia Lopez here in the studio to kind of help us sort through our survey results this month.
Hey, Thomas.
Good to see you again, Claudia.
You too.
So yeah, let's get to our survey results. We wanted to kind of get a sense about personal stories, personal accounts of crime. And what we kind of learned through our survey was that there's these primary, secondary, and what we'll call kind of passive relationships to crime.
Right. So there are different people in the city who are either a victim, a witness, or someone who just tunes into crime that's happening in their city through the news.
That's right. And some of these primary accounts are pretty intense. I mean, here's one guy who wrote into us and he said, I felt unsafe when a car full of men pulled alongside me. One hopped out and yelled, give it up, and then fired a bullet toward me that whizzed past my face and lodged into my dashboard. That's pretty dang intense.
Yeah, that's very scary. I would have no idea what to do in the situation.
And then there's kind of secondary accounts.
So we have the people who know someone that has been a victim of crime, like this one where it says, my mom got robbed at the K&B on Broad and Esplanade in the 90s. It just reminded me from then on to be aware of my surroundings.
So obviously that left a very lasting impression on that person. Another lasting impression could come from if you saw an incident on television. One guy talked about how he saw the car crash that occurred during the Endymion Parade this year that left a lot of people injured. And he just said he's not going to go any parades after that. So one way or the other, you see this impacting our way of life in the city.
Right.
We also got a chance to go to an event.
Yes, so Indivisible NOLA held this event at the Universal Unitarian Church on Jefferson and South Claiborne. And instead of giving you all of the information, we're going to cut to the tape.
Safety to me has a little different connotation. I'm the president of New Orleans Firefighters Association, and I'm concerned about people's safety from a fire aspect.
To be honest, I don't feel safe nowhere.
As a cyclist, I'd like to improve street safety because people drive like maniacs here, and there isn't the infrastructure to support cycling that could, you know, A, help more people get to work, and B, promote healthy living in a greener New Orleans.
I still feel safe in New Orleans. I've lived here for 17 years,
but I think public safety is one of the major quality of life issues that we're dealing with right now.
It do plays a part when NOPD is around, but their response time on things needs to pick up a little better, you know.
You know, it's hard to feel safe when you see black bodies being threatened by police officers all the time.
If you all wouldn't be here right now and I'm waiting for the bus here by myself, I would not feel safe.
And just for the record, it's like 12:30 in the middle of the day on a Saturday right now. Very good cross-section of the population of New Orleans coming up and speaking to us. How can people participate in the survey if they want to get involved?
Right now, we're at the Mid-City and the Alvar Library, but stay tuned because we are looking to move the post to some new locations this month. But you can always get in contact with us through our cell phone number, 504-303-4348.
Thank you guys very much.
We had the chance to speak with the NOPD Superintendent Michael Harrison, who addressed our participants' concerns directly. At the top of the list are the new surveillance cameras and license plate readers installed around the city. Many wanted to know why the French Quarter was prioritized first.
While the first cameras went on Bourbon Street because that was the easiest installation, that's where the majority of our tourists go, that's where the most recent and heinous act occurred, there's never an instance where I believe one neighborhood is more important than another, but we have to start somewhere.
Others wondered if the budget could be spent on the understaffed NOPD. Why not hire more police?
That challenge is nationwide, and every chief, every sheriff are struggling with that right now because we're all competing for the same resources. 97.5% of the applicants wash out of our process. Only 2.5% make it through to become police officers.
He also says supplying those officers with the resources they need is a big challenge. Finally, did he agree with Mayor Landrieu's assessment that crime is perpetuated by drugs and alcohol and an unwillingness of witnesses to step forward?
It is poverty, it's education, it's skills, jobs, opportunities, faith-based, it's parenting skills, it's conflict resolution skills, it's critical thinking skills. It's all of that either missing or misused.
Maybe the solution to public safety is just as diverse. That's it for this episode of The Listening Post. Remember to join our conversation by texting the word hello to 504-303-4348 or check us out at listeningpostnola.com. I'm Thomas Walsh, and until next time, New Orleans.
This is Captain Black reminding you that our microphone is your microphone.
We'll see you then.